Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in season 4 with the wonderful commentary and help of Rabbeinu Yonah. We are looking at chapter 2, Mishnah 12. Chapter 2, Mishnah 11, that's Bet Yud Aleph, sorry about that. And we're looking at the idea of the bad eye, the evil inclination, and hatred of others. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, Ayin Hara, a bad eye, the Yetzer, that's begrudging others, having the stinky eye on others, being jealous towards others, having evil intent on others, and having wishing bad on others, God forbid, all bad things, don't do that. It's not good for you, it's not good for others, it's just something that should be avoided in general. And it's not these hokey pokey, these crazy things that if you step on your left foot twice and you don't say this, you won't have an ayin hara. We, you know, sometimes we'll say Baruch Hashem, Bli Neder, or whatever, but we don't want to give any power to the ayin hara. There are people who say Bli Ayin Hara, and there are elements of the ayin hara and whatnot, but here we're talking about a different element of what it means ayin hara, begrudging and jealousy and having a bad eye towards others. So that's the ayin hara. That's not a good thing to do. The Mishnah will explain. V'yetzer hara, the evil inclination, that's the devil, that's the Satan, that's the evil inclination, the yetzer hara, the guy that stands up to wage war against us every single day, trying to destroy us, trying to hurt us, trying to harm us. He also tries to ruin us. Every day we have to be miskaber ka'ari, we have to stand up like a lion with our shield, hold it tight, hold it close, and make sure to hold on to it with a strong hand. That's what we have to fight against every day. V'sinat habrios, and hatred of others. Motinas adam in olam, takes a person, removes a person, brings him away from the world. Of course, these three things are very bad things to have. If you have this, God forbid, not only will your life be shortened because you'll probably do sins because of this and you'll probably hurt others because of this, but it itself is a midah that cuts life short. You think about sinat brios. We talk about this a lot on all the shows. Sinat brios, to me, is the idea of sinat chinam, which of course we know was one of the reasons of the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed. Obviously, one Beis HaMikdash was for the big three sins of idol worship and murder and immorality. But another Beis HaMikdash, we had two. One of them was destroyed because of sinat chinam, baseless hatred, hating someone else just because. There's no real reason. Sometimes you just hated other people, we're not happy with other people, we're not loving towards another. And of course, the famous phrase goes, the commentators explain, in every generation, I think the Talmud says, that the Beis HaMikdash is not built. In your generation, if the Beis HaMikdash is not built, it's as if this generation destroyed it again. Which means, if the Beis HaMikdash is still not here, that we still didn't solve the sinat chinam problem. Because if every generation is considered as if they destroyed it, and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of sinat chinam, that means that this generation still has too much sinat chinam. So what is the solution? The solution is the opposite. As I believe the Chafetz Chaim or different commentators, different explanations say, the opposite of sinat chinam, the opposite of this destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, is the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash would have to be ahavat chinam. And we talk about this a lot, and I will talk about it till I'm blue in the face, because it's such an important concept, such a wonderful concept for me myself to try to internalize and personify. I'm of course not even anywhere near any level of having this on the proper level, but all of us could try to have better ahavat chinam, loving one another, regardless of their viewpoints, regardless of their political standpoint, regardless of where they're holding frumkeit or not, regardless of what they do in their life, just because they have the divine spark, just because they have the Tzelem Elokim, just because they're a living, breathing human. And it's not even just the Jewish people you have to have a baseless love for, but all creatures around you. If a creature, a human, is around, Hashem decided there's a purpose for them. Hashem decided they should be alive, and they need to be around. They have a mission, a purpose, something to contribute to the world, something to do. So you could hate someone's actions, you could hate what someone does, you could hate their viewpoint even, but don't make the mistake of hating the person. We talk about a lot how the vidoy in the back of the Art School Seder, the Machzor, and Yom Kippur talks about we make the awful mistake of hating people instead of hating their actions, hating their viewpoints, hating their decisions, hating their political leanings. You know, you could disagree, you could not like it, of course, but don't hate the person. Hating the person, hating others is a terrible, terrible trait. It literally takes you out of the world. It literally destroys life for you. And to avoid that, we should have ahavat chinam. We should love people just because. We should love people. They're all created in the image of God. Ahavat chinam means interacting with people, having a love for people, having a smile on your face, having proper manners, talking to them, giving them humanity, giving them the proper respect and the proper time of day and the proper resources and different aspects of your life. A lot of actions in our lives, a lot of actions in the world gives us the idea, faith restored in humanity. But why should there have to be such a grandiose action to feel that? Why can't we just give each other's, give ourselves, give our communities, give those around us, everyone we interact with, the basic humanity? Why does it have to be such a crazy notion, a guy opening a soup kitchen for thousands of people? Now I feel faith restored in humanity. Now I feel humanity's back. If we just every day stand up and contribute ahavat chinam and have an ayin tov, which could counteract the ayin hara. Ayin tov, we talked about in a previous mission, of being generous, being chesed oriented, giving by your nature, your very essence, your very being is, how can I give to others? How can I do for others? How can I help others? And that goes in line with the Yetzer Tov. To counteract removal of the world, we should do what we're supposed to do to counteract them. To counteract sinat chinam, do ahavat chinam. Love everyone around you, interact with everyone, and be a lover of humanity, a lover of people. To counteract Yetzer Hara, of the evil inclination, evil actions, evil deeds, evil disposition, have a Yetzer Tov. Have a good disposition, good deeds, good actions, having a heart of gold, trying to help others, do for others, do mitzvahs and chesed for people as much as possible. And to counteract ayin hara, have an ayin tov, have a good eye, be generous, be helpful, try to give as much as you can of your money, your time, your resources, your help, as much as you can. Then you won't be removed from the world, then you bring good things to the world, and hopefully then Mashiach and the third Beis HaMikdash can come. So Rabbeinu Yonah points out a bad eye. This refers to one who is not happy with his personal lot and is hostile toward another who is wealthier, wishing that he too could be equally wealthy. This attitude is harmful both to the envious man and to the object of his envy. As the natural scientists say, if you covet your friend's possessions, a vapor will rise from the sluts and scorn the items your evil eye desired. That's from Justice Haran. At the same time, you sear your own internal organs by desiring what is not yours. Even though you have the means to do something about your desires, your jealous thoughts will destroy your body, making you short-tempered, removing you from the world. This is the evil eye mentioned by Rabbi Yehoshua, as opposed to the same phrase used by Rabbi Elazar in 2:9, which means something different. We can prove that this is what is meant by studying the wording. Here he says, ayin hara, evil eye, in the masculine form. The usage of ayin means the same as oyin, hostile. Earlier, the wording in the Mishnah is ayin ra'a, evil eye, in the feminine form. As we explained, the latter refers to the midah of miserliness, and not as some of the commentators explain it, the Rambam, among others. The evil inclination and hatred of others is, in the literal sense of these terms, remove man from the world. So again, to counteract ayin hara, yetzer hara, sinat habriyot, make sure in your life you have ahavat chinam, you have yetzer tov, and you have the ayin tov, doing good things, being generous, loving all people. Not only will that hopefully bring you to the world, give you years, admeh v'esh mashana for all of us, but bring humanity and wonderful, excellent things for the whole world at large. Join us next time as we talk about money and how your friend's money should be more precious than your own, here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.